Hi, I was thinking about getting a Mac the other day, and I was weighing my options because I have been using Windows for a very long time, and other than Windows, I have been using Linux as well. So these are basically the two operating systems which I have been using over the years. And of late, I got an iPad, and I thought maybe getting a Mac would make more sense because it integrates well with the operating system. Now, the thing is, I love iTunes. I really do. I mean, the software does a lot. It is a decent media player. And the thing is, it does a lot of stuff which even the most standard media player on Windows right now, that is Windows Media Player, doesn't do. I'll give you an example, of course. Windows Media Player, surprisingly and shockingly, doesn't read IDE3 2.4 tags. So basically, if you have an MP3 file which has that, it won't be able to read it. It'll just show it as some unknown file or something. And more importantly, it won't even be able to correct the IDE3 tags. iTunes, on the other hand, has obviously reads 2.4, IDE3 2.4, and has the option to even convert these 2.4 IDE3 2.4 tags into something readable, that is a lower version. Anyway, so yeah, this is one basic difference, which I mean, annoying difference rather, which I found between iTunes and Windows. I'm sorry, Windows Media Player rather. So I was thinking about getting a Mac primarily because of these features, because everything integrates so well, and quite shockingly, Google Chrome. I have an Android device, by the way. I have a Galaxy S, which I have been using for almost 2 years now. So the thing is, Google Chrome doesn't sync bookmarks with the bookmarks on the Android browser, and which is quite shocking actually. iOS obviously does that with Safari, and that was the reason why I tried using Safari for a few days and see if I liked it.